Georgia daycare worker accused of sexually assaulting 12 preschoolers is out on bond. By Amy Furr on February 13, 2025. A former daycare worker in Alpharetta, Georgia, who was accused of committing crimes against 12 preschoolers is out on bond. The suspect in the case is identified as 22-year-old Tulsi Patel, WSB-TV reported on Wednesday, noting a 13th victim has leveled accusations against the suspect. An image shows the suspect in the case. The report continued. 6 months after Tulsi Patel was arrested, she is out of jail on bond. She's facing a slew of charges, including aggravated child molestation after what investigators say happened at the Kids Are Kids on Webbridge Road in July. Attorney John Bay with Bay & Associates, LLC represents the families of four alleged victims. The allegations at Kids Are Kids were made in July. But according to a new lawsuit, similar allegations were made against Patel months earlier at a Forsyth County preschool named Cornerstone. The owner of Cornerstone was arrested and charged with not reporting the allegation last summer. The Cornerstone victim's family has filed a lawsuit in the case claiming the ex-preschool teacher sexually abused their 3-year-old until the child was bleeding. However, they also claimed the owner suggested the victim made up the accusations when they raised concerns about the issue and reported it. Authorities released the suspect from jail in late January once she posted a $75,000 bond and $3,000 in pretrial conditions. Now, there are 15 charges against Patel that include aggravated child molestation, cruelty to children, and simple battery, per 11 Alive. According to police, the investigation into Patel is complete, but the Fulton County District Attorney's Office may still pursue further action, the outlet said. Patel's attorney, Mike Jacobs, said the judge made the right decision in releasing her pending a trial, noting she is presumed innocent and has no prior record. Meanwhile, they stated, "I don't think this is the type of situation where there is any doubt that it happened. There's a video. Everybody knows that it happened. The families are looking forward to sentencing and seeing justice served." According to the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network's website, RAIN, any child can become a victim of sexual abuse, but parents and guardians can take steps to reduce that risk and help protect children. Being actively involved in a child's life can make warning signs of child sexual abuse more obvious and help the child feel more comfortable coming to you if something isn't right. If you see or hear something that causes concern, you can take action to protect your child, the site reads.